Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your opinion. First,
okay.
Are you...
What's on?
What was that? I'm sorry, you cut off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I say what's your question here about?
Yes, we're questioning about firearm laws and security.
Firearm? Did you say firearm laws or fire laws?
Yes. Firearm laws.
Okay, we'll go ahead with the questions then. See what you got.
Thank you. It won't take long. First of all, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is.
Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I'd support.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose?
What do you mean? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Support or oppose?
Probably would support one for handguns, yeah. When you're talking about a safe, I mean, you know, you're talking about like a small wall safe or something for a handgun. Are you talking about them great big, huge, like for a shotgun or rifles, you know?
Mm-hmm. The next one is, would you support or oppose a law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked container or case?
Yeah.
Support or oppose?
Yeah, I would support.
A lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yeah.
Support or oppose?
I would support.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Support or oppose?
Yeah, support. Yeah.
Thank you. A combination lock?
Yeah, that'd be okay too.
Support or oppose?
Yeah, that'd be support, yeah.
A biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint, support or oppose?
I don't think I'd support that one.
Okay, so between support and oppose?
Yeah, it'd be opposed, yeah.
Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yeah, be unloaded, yeah, because that's one of the first things you teach in gun safety.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes,
yeah,
it is secure or no?
Yes, it would be.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the typical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely or to be stored securely?
Stored secure, yeah.
And between support and oppose?
I support.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
They need a warrant regardless. So which way would that be?
Would you support it or oppose it?
That they need a warrant, yes.
Let me read the question once again. Searches of homes and cars are often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support it or oppose it?
If they're looking for something without a warrant, I would oppose it. I mean, they need a search warrant. If they're looking for stuff like that. That's the way it is now, and that's the way it should stay.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
That's kind of a loaded question because it could be looked at several different ways. I'm not sure I know how to answer that.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes, I would support that.
Thank you. And now I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me.
Okay.
Now, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yeah, it should be a matter of public record. Yes, I'd support that.
Thank you. And now the next few questions are just for statistical purposes. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Is it white or Anglo, black or African?
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
No problem. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.